1 week a year, all right? 1 week a year, we ask you for money. And we're very careful about who we choose to ask money for you to donate to. And Warrior Foundation Freedom Station is what we're all into. And we've been doing this for years. And a lot of you, man, as soon as we opened it up on Monday, you jumped on right away and you were donating money because you've heard over the years what a great, great organization Warrior Foundation Freedom Station is. But in case you're not up to speed on it, maybe we thought we would talk to somebody who's actually benefited from this great organization and have them on the air. Now, we'll see if you want to donate after this.
Well, it's a pleasure to welcome back to the Armstrong and Getty Show, Josue Barón, U.S. Marine, retired. Always great to talk. Josue, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. Yeah, it's our pleasure and our honor. Just a quick background to Josue, who joined the Marines at age 17, conducting a foot patrol in Afghanistan when his fellow Marine stepped on an improvised explosive device. They were both injured, with Josue losing his left leg and left eye in the blast, transported back to Naval Medical Center San Diego for treatment and recovery. And at that point, Josue, you can take up the tale. There you are in the hospital. How did you become aware of Warrior Foundation Freedom Station? What were you feeling at that point? What did the world seem like in those days?
Yeah, so there I was at the Naval Medical Center in San Diego, about to begin, you know, a long road to recovery. And I was 21 years old at that time, and I just felt like my world was over. I just felt like I didn't know what, you know, how an amputee was going to live a life, or how somebody with a disability like mine was going to, you know, continue a life, you know, build a family, or just, you know, pick myself up. I had no idea. And that's when I met, you know, Sandy from the Warrior Foundation, and just people that were there to uplift us and help us out and show us that, you know, there's still a lot more that we can do and a lot more that we're going to continue to do. And I met Sandy from the Warrior Foundation at an event. Me and my wife had gone to an event. I met her there, and she had a picture of the Warrior, of the Freedom Station, the first one that they ever built. And I asked her, what was that, you know, housing for? And she told me it was for veterans or guys, wounded warriors that were transitioning from the military to civilian, you know, to the civilian world. And that it was, you know, meant for us. And I asked her, you know, if I can live there, you know, if there was any way I can join them. And, you know, she made it happen. And from there, a lot of my neighbors that lived there were other amputees, guys, even guys from my unit that I knew that ended up living there. So just ending up in a place like that, you know, building a community, knowing that there was other guys going through the same thing that I was going through, really, really helped me out. And just having the resources from Sandy, her staff, and, you know, all the people that were there to help us just made a huge, huge difference towards my recovery.
So brave veterans like Josue, who are, you know, transitioning from the military to civilian life is hard enough for anybody, but then you're transitioning with these injuries, and there you are at Freedom Station, surrounded on all sides by other injured veterans that you can talk to and get support from, including, as you mentioned, several from your own unit. We've visited Freedom Station many times to see these guys and the way they come together and have each other's backs and support each other. It's really something. I mean, it's something that, well, I was about to say money can't buy, but money can buy it when you go to armstrongandgetty.com and you click on the banner and you donate some money so that we can have more stories like this in the future.
Yeah, I mean, it's a place, you know, where guys heal and we're at peace, you know, and just I have a story from where right across the street from the Freedom Station, there's a Starbucks. And when I first got injured, I was afraid to go out in the public because I didn't know how people were going to react to, you know, an amputee or somebody like myself. I just felt different. And I had asked Sandy and, you know, a couple of the ladies that were volunteering if they could help me go to that Starbucks and just walk with me. And just having that little bit of support, you know, made a huge difference, because if I was by myself, I don't know if I would have had the guts to do it at that time.
Yeah, that's something a lot of us can't relate to, but we've heard it from so many guys. It's absolutely true. That support is just critical to making that transition. And speaking of transitions, now, am I correct? You have three boys?
Yeah, now, you know, now I have three boys, and, you know, I've been married for 11 years now, and you know, I got to build a family that I wanted, you know?
That's right. Fantastic.
That's beautiful. Working, contributing, and I assume, well, I know this actually, but you're doing what you can to help out guys who are going through similar experiences.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I got injured at a young age, and I was in my prime, and I felt like I was becoming a leader in the Marine Corps, but you know, the injury cut my career short there. And once I got back on my feet out here as a civilian, as a veteran, I felt like there was more to me that needed to be done. And if I can, you know, inspire other veterans, inspire other people with disabilities, I felt like, you know, that's my purpose.
Well, you're a good man. We appreciate it, and we appreciate you helping us raise money for Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. Josue Barón, Josue, great to talk to you, man. Best of luck and best wishes to your whole family.
Hey, thank you very much.
We
send these people out to keep the free world free. When they get injured in the line of duty, we owe it to them to give them these sorts of opportunities that you just heard about from Josue. Donate money. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. Click on the banner. If you've had a good year, or if you've just had an okay year. I mean, you just heard that story there. You didn't get your eye blown out and your leg blown off, I'm guessing. Donate some money. Any amount's good.
We appreciate your support. It's, you know, we're not, quote unquote, asking you for money. We're asking you to support a great organization. If you can, go to armstrongandgetty.com. Armstrongandgetty.com. I'm hoping to hear from my whales. Where are my whales at? Y'all got some money, you whales? Let's give it to these heroes.